snakes, yeah. Cause I don't need no fraud. I don't need no drama when you call. I don't need no lies. Pick a side, pick a side. I took the price and lift that bitch up. I took the eyes. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Just Being Myself. I'm feeling great this morning. Oh my gosh. I totally forgot about this song, but it resonates with me. No Frauds by my girl Nicki. She's still my girl next to Cardi B and all of them. But anyway, that's how I'm feeling. I don't want no frauds in my life. I don't want any type of negativity in my life. And if the shoe fit, wear it. And today's podcast is going to be about staying in your la la land. I'm so serious. Like, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, why are all the decisions I have made is always for somebody else? I was sitting here thinking, like, every decision I made is always was for someone else. None of my decisions were for me. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, and I just noticed, like, I feel like I'm probably not the only one. Like, you really, sometimes you don't have time to sit down and think and be like, okay, what am I doing? Am I doing this for me? What is my main goal? Like, you know what your main goal is, but sometimes you get sidetracked by other people's problems, other people's insecurities, other people's doubt, other people's fear, and then you just side swindle your own thing. So that's what I want to talk about, like, staying in your la la land. And what is la la land? The place of your positivity, the place where you create your happiness, the place where you lie all positivity, butterflies, beach, whatever scenery you feel like is your la la land, that's your la la land. Like, the place of happiness, the place of joy. Because I create mine about 5 years ago, and I'm like, you know what? I just gotta get back to my la la land. I gotta cut people off. I gotta make my house adjustable for me for the winter, so I can want to stay in here and, you know, thug the winter out, because I can't stand the cold, you guys. I'm a spring baby. I hate being cold. Like, and I hate the fall with the leaves falling down, all sad, depressing. Remember I told you guys about the other episode beginning, changes of the season? Like, this season made me feel all cringy. And you know what? I just realized I start to not like Thanksgiving as much, I guess, because I'm the one who has to cook now versus me going like, yeah, is the food done? So, like, this holiday time right now is just getting me all like, ugh. And then October, like, don't let me get started on October Halloween stuff. Like, I just feel like it's the devil celebration, but to each your own. I don't feel like it's okay to indulge in all these sweets and these candies and stuff. You know, even if you brush your teeth and stuff, all this stuff isn't good. All this stuff has, you know, preservatives in it, and it's just unhealthy. It's just a whole way of the people hired, like, people that make more money than us. They're just making money off, you know, us spending, indulging on these sweets, and then later on going to the hospital later on down the line. So I'm just not all into that candy and stuff. All that Halloween decorating stuff, wasting money when I could be buying a pair of UGG boots. I could be buying a North Face jacket. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not going to waste my money on a freaking decoration. No candy for other people's kids. I'm going to put gas in my car. I'm going to pay the light bill. I'm going to get UGG boots, jewelry, all the stuff that makes me happy. And that's what I mean about doing stuff and you're not realizing it's literally for other people. It's not, like, if you're into that stuff, that's completely fine. But for a person like me, excuse me, guys, for the chirp on the fire alarm, because I haven't got a chance to change it and I kind of tuned it out. So sorry, I apologize. But anyway, I'm not like a person that do like the holiday, like, my favorite holiday, one of them are Christmas. But other than that, I'm not like a person that do like, okay, let's, you know, make turkeys Thanksgiving, decorate the house Thanksgiving, pull out all these decorations for Thanksgiving. They are nice. I'm not going to lie. They are nice. I do like Thanksgiving decoration, not too big on Halloween decoration. But far as that, like, you know, like, over the years, you're like, okay, like, why am I going to the store buying like $100 worth of candy, and then you know, that money could have went to something else? And it doesn't mean like I'm not like,
it's not that you're hurting for money or anything. It's just the fact of, is it for you or is it because they put it all over the news? They decoration everywhere and they're like, okay, it's Halloween. Now you got to buy candy and have it at your door. Like, is that something you really want to do or is it because everybody else is doing it? And that's the thing I see with society. And they're going to keep making money out of us because we keep following people and looking about what they're doing instead of worrying about our own stuff and not and wondering why we're not happy. And we also keep having people in our ears, chit-chat, telling us things that doesn't occur in our life, but it occurs to their life. So they think it applies to our life. And that's why I'm trying to get down to the nitty-gritty. Like, we all need to cut that crap out. We all need to listen to our inner selves and feel like, is this something I want to do? And that's why I feel like a lot of people are going to a depression state. Like, people are just like having depression and stuff. I feel like a big surge of it, not just because sitting in the house. Once they sit in the house, they realize like, hey, I didn't really get to do stuff that I really want to do. I've been working these 9-to-5s. I've been working these 12-hour shifts. I've been working these overtime hours and none of this stuff is applying to me. And now that they sit in the house, they're like, damn, like my life is already almost gone and I haven't really did anything I want to do. I haven't spent my money on things I want to spend my money on. And it's all because we're just being in this like robot type of mode and we're like, okay, this is the way this, okay, now it's October, now it's Halloween, now it's Thanksgiving, now I gotta do Thanksgiving, now it's Christmas. How about if I don't want to freaking participate in these holidays, you don't have to. And it's, and then you know what's crazy, people around you be like, oh my god, you guys didn't have Christmas, oh my gosh, you guys didn't have Thanksgiving, who fucking cares? Like, oh well, worry about yourself, mind your business. Don't let people feel bad for stuff that you don't want to do just because it's the season. It's Easter. Oh, it's the 4th of July. Who cares? These are man-made holidays that they're using to end up, you know, for themselves. And they're like, okay, we know in July we're going to make like 200 million because it's 4th of July. You know, Halloween, we're going to make like 500 million because of Halloween. Oh, Christmas, we're going to make $1 billion on Christmas. Like, don't let the world, society, and people dictate on things that you want to participate in, you know, indulge on. Like, if it's your thing that you want to do the holidays, that's completely fine. As long as it's your idea, as long as it makes you happy, it's not for somebody else. Like, oh, I got to get this Christmas present to make these people happy to participate. No. If it's for you, if you're happy doing it, if you love wrapping presents, going out shopping, fighting the crowd, Black Friday stuff, okay, I'm not knocking those people down. I'm knocking the people down that's like feeling like me, like, oh my gosh. Okay, Halloween, I gotta say no to the kids. Thanksgiving, I don't feel like cooking. December, I'd rather spend my money on myself. So these are for those people that feel the same way I feel, because like I'm just like so tired of the world, society trying to dictate, tell us when, where, what to do, how to feel, what day. How about I want to have Christmas in the summertime? I remember when I was a young kid and I lived in Jamaica, you know, it wasn't that Christmas feeling down there. It's the Caribbeans. Like, how the hell are you gonna have that Christmas feeling? Like, it's not gonna snow, it's sunny as hell, it's just a little windy, and it's just, I'm just like, you know what, whatever. So that's, you know, that part kind of dawned on me, like, it doesn't freaking matter, like, when you want to have your celebration, how you have it. And we're all doing it based off what society is telling us. And I get it sometimes, you know, far as with the work shift, the work days, we have our time off, our holidays off. But use that to go take a vacation to the Bahamas or something, or a little short cruise or something. Like, I've been getting emails about these cruises. And I'm really, like, I've never been on a cruise before, but it seems very interesting. Because I assumed that cruises were, you know, week long and things like that. But then finally I had got the, you know, little email notification, and the cruises are exactly, you know, like 3 to 4 days to Key West, Bahamas, so forth. And me being a business owner, I'm able to tap in, get these business discounts. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to add this into my La La Land. That's why I'm telling you guys this. Like, small little things that you feel like is going to make yourself happy, add that to your La La Land. That helps you fight off depression. It helps you keep away negative people. And it makes you happy. like all generally. So right now, my focus, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I'm going to do mine. And then you guys can kind of figure out how you want to make your little La La Land. Like, so right now, my focus is working out. That's one of my priorities. It keeps my brain pumping, flowing, get my blood, you know, just get my heartbeat up there. And then it puts me in a better state of mind. I realize I have a better day working out. I have a great day, actually, after I'm done working out. I feel ready. I feel rejuvenated. I feel like I can tackle anything. And I realize that since I'm not a morning person, it is good for me to work out in the morning because it resets me. It starts me off. It makes me feel better. It just makes me have an overall great day. So me working out, and I'm just like, I don't feel comfortable working out in the gym. I'm going to work out at home. So I've been bought this equipment years ago. Now I'm finally using it, you know. So I've been working at home, put my TV on, my computer on, where I play my music on, my fan on, and I have a nice little view in the backyard. Like, I have a great view in my backyard. Like, I have these panel windows. I have nice, beautiful trees. No houses. Don't live really close to nobody. So I get to see the nature, and that makes me feel good. Also, I'm going to start adding yoga and Pilates down the line. But yoga, I want to be able, like, I already get up 5 in the morning most mornings. So I want to go ahead and start my yoga off that morning. And I realized when I was in college, I was doing yogas in the morning. And then I'll have a test right after and I'll ace all my tests. And then my mind would just do a whole reset of meditation. So that's going to be in my La La Land, my yoga, my workout. And also, too, I'm starting to eat a little bit more healthy foods. I've never been a soda person like that. I drink soda here and there. Or like, maybe if I go to a restaurant, not even always, because sometimes it doesn't go with my meal and I feel like I need a lot of water versus a lot of soda. So I really cut out on the sodas. Like, I really don't do soda. I'm like a water person. Like, once you get your body used to just drinking water all the time, it doesn't, I know people are like, water tastes so nasty. It actually doesn't. Like, it's really a thirst quencher. And once you get used to drinking it often, you won't really feel the difference, and you're gonna pick water over soda. It won't feel like you're fighting to say which one I'm gonna pick, which one I'm gonna do. You're gonna be like, okay, you're drinking me some water. Every time I go to a restaurant, I'm like, water. Okay, so that's part of my La La Land. And the reason I want to focus on this, my health part first, the La La Land, because this is going to get me in a good spirit. It's going to get me in a good mood. It's going to get my inside, not just my mind, but my insides, my heart, my kidney, my liver and stuff. It's going to get me staying healthy and also taking vitamins, daily essential vitamins, you know, that puts you in a better mood as well. You know, you just don't know what you're lacking as far as the meal that you're eating. Maybe, you know, you didn't eat that many vegetables this week and you're like, okay, I think I'm having vitamin deficiency. So taking vitamins is a must. So let's get out of the health part in my La La Land. Another part of my La La Land is, you know, doing things that make me happy. Like, I love shopping, and I know that's not a good thing for most people, but it makes me happy. So that's what you want to do with your La La Land. You want to get stuff in there that, you know, for like, on a scale of 1 to 10, does this make you happy on a 10? 10, shopping makes me happy on a scale to 1 to 10 is a 10. So I love going shopping, but instead of me shopping all day long, I like to go shopping in person. So I'm recently starting to realize, like, you know what, just give myself a monthly or weekly allowance. And even if I go over my allowance, it's okay to still go and do a little window shopping, like going to the mall, looking at some clothes, hiding behind some other clothes for a next week allowance, and then going back there, you know, and just that makes you feel good. Like, girls, I mean, you guys, you know what I'm talking about. For those who like to shop and look for clothes and boots and shoes, try those shoes on. You don't have to buy them. Just, you know, do your own thing. And it's okay to go by yourself. Like, you don't need anybody to go with you. It's okay. And because you don't need that person in your head, like, you know, you can't be buying that today. You know, that's a lot of money. You don't need all that negativity in your La La Land. So in your La La Land, you got people like saying all this crazy stuff. Don't bring them. Leave them at home. Go look at those shoes. Try those Ugg boots on. Try those red bottoms on. Try that nice Chanel Dior bag. You know, not saying you have to buy it, but it's going to make you feel good. It's going to make you feel good holding it, looking at it on you. And then, like my boy Steve Harvey said, he said, I think one of his little things were buy a first class ticket on a flight. And just one time in your life, at least, because he know we can't afford that stuff. So he's like, at least one time in your life, buy a first class ticket and then get all the luxury that come with the first class. I'm sorry, you guys, eyelashes in my eye. But get all the luxury that goes with the first class, like the wine, the food, the bigger seats, lay back, relax, enjoy. And then he said that your brain, after that, your brain is always going to try to figure out ways how to get back to this particular place. Not necessarily like first class, but in first class in life. You know what I mean? He's saying like your brain is going to try to figure out ways to go around. Like, how can I get back to this? How can? And that's exactly what I mean by you not wanting people that try to dictate and be like, you're never going to get there. How? I don't see this. You know, I've run across a lot of people that see me all bubbly and happy, and they're like, I don't even see how that's even going to work. And I don't see, I'm looking at them like, first off, I see why it doesn't work for you. Your attitude's so doubtful. And I don't like how people are, if you're one of the people that try to tell somebody like, this is not going to work, unless they're going to try to walk off a cliff and you're trying to stop them, keep your two cents to your freaking self, because this is why a lot of people are not progressing in life or not trying to go do things that they want to do or trying to position, because they worry about what their family or their friends gonna say. And if you're one of those family or friends that are always have something to say or think like, oh, I don't know how this is gonna happen, they don't have a degree, who cares? Because listen, God could do all things through Christ that strengthen him. He's a God of many things but failure. God has the last say. So you never know who you meet, what connection, what place, what direction that he's sending you. So that's what I'm saying, don't listen to those people. It takes a little bit of walking out on faith, you know, like it takes a lot to walk out on faith. You know, I noticed that a lot of people that if they don't see the way, if they don't see the bridge, they'll be like, oh, you don't need to go that way because I don't see the bridge. But they don't know that God is bringing somebody in next week to build that bridge for you, and it's specifically for you. And that's what I mean by making your own la la land. You don't need anybody in here putting doubt, telling you, oh, don't apply for that position. You don't have those credentials. Like, you know, like you never know, because you don't need someone telling you that. And then this might be a place that is in desperate need, and they're like, you know what, forget that, we'll train you here, you know, come on, like, if you're ready to work. Stop letting people put this doubt, this fear in you. And that's what's create, you know, when you're creating your la la land, keep those people out. Okay, so I couldn't explain that enough. So that's part of my happy place, going shopping. I love swimming. So, you know, it's getting a little chillier now, and I'm like, okay, I still want to swim. How am I going to do this? So, I've been thinking about maybe possibly getting a jacuzzi, or I have a friend that maybe can, you know, a friend of a friend, maybe could build a and ground pool somewhere. I don't know. Somehow I'm going to make it happen, you guys. Just know that. I'm just going to make it happen because I love swimming. And I, like I said, I'm creating my own place, like, where I'm always happy, and people are going to beg to be my friend. People are going to beg to be in my life. People are going to beg to hang around me. And I'm not accepting applications. Like, I'm just not, because I refuse to let anybody come and disrupt my peace. That's what I'm trying to aim for. I want peace. And I refuse to get my peace disrupted. So, first with the shopping, with the swimming, you know, I might keep that to myself too. I might have a friend. I don't know. I have two kids, so I might, you know, just enjoy my kids. So that is one of my ways of La La Land. Another thing is, what else do I like? Oh, I love to sip a little bit of wine and paint. So I love painting. And that's what I'm saying. These are things that have been taken away from me, not like physically, but like me trying to help other people out or do other things or worry about other people and just haven't been feeling or doing the things I want to do. Like, that's what I realized. I've been frustrated a lot because I haven't been doing what I want to do. I've been doing what other people want me to do, trying to be the helper, trying to be the giver, trying to be the person that cares because I know nobody else cares. And I'm tired of being that. I just want to be happy. I just want to have peace. So that's why I'm talking about this La La Land, because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be in my own La La Land. And I don't care whoever thinks it's funny, thinks it's crazy or whatever. Guess what? At the end of the day, I'm going to be happy, you know, and you can keep being miserable, depressed, having negative people all around you. And it's just not going to be me. I'm not going to tolerate that. You know, I'm just not going to go for that. So, like I said, I've realized, like, I took away things from myself to put aside because I didn't have enough time to do it because I'm helping somebody or working. And I haven't been worried about Sam. Like, what does Sam want? What does Sam want to do? You know, and I'm just like, you know what? I love painting. I have my picture still in one that I painted a few years ago. And I'm like, I could have did better. I could have been painting more. I could have opened up my own art gallery. But I just sat here and tried to be superwoman to a lot of people or super mom or whatever. And I just need to cut that out. I just need to focus a little bit more on me. So I love sipping and painting. I realized when I went to Colorado, like, I mean, I actually do like to do the little hikes. I like hiking. And I didn't realize that I like hiking until I went to Colorado. And the scenery is so beautiful. Like, oh my God, it's like a movie. Like, that's, okay, that's my goal. I'm about to be there soon. Anyway, it's like a movie, and if you want some good scenery, some good pictures, some good background, like, that's the place to be. Even for like a music video or something, it's just beautiful all around. Have a lot of wildlife, and I like furry animals only, but the other wildlife aren't bad. But basically the hiking is what I realized that I really like doing, and I really loved it. I really enjoyed it. And like I said, that was part of my little workout thing. So when I went to the hike, I didn't have to really work out that day. I just did me some crunches or some push-ups, work out my arms because I didn't use my arms. But other than that, that's stuff that makes me, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10 for me, the hiking, and those, not just anywhere, in those scenic areas. That made me feel great. I felt blessed. Like, I felt, you know, amazing, and, you know, just get some sunshine. And also, too, I do love reading books. You know, right now I'm thinking of, I'm saying thinking, because that's what the books start with, but I'm actually reading Think and Grow Rich. It's a Napoleon book. I still haven't finished it because of other people sidetracking me, but that's why I'm talking to you guys today, because I'm about to be in my La La Land, and that's why my phone has been on do not disturb, or, you know, no notifications. And because I was just like, I forgot, like, iPhone has all these features for you just to make your life better as well. So I just realized, you know what? I didn't know, like, if I put my phone on do not disturb, it just sent people straight to voicemail. And I love it. That's like my new thing this week. My sister told me, I think my sister had hers on, and I was like, why her phone keep doing that? I never understand it. Now I realize, like, that do not disturb button really means, I thought it just tells people, like, you just don't want to be bothered. It actually sends them to voicemail, and also to the text. You won't hear that ding, 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 ding. Like, I'm tired of that. So I was very happy, like, that kind of changed my life. You guys probably knew about it, but I just found out about it. But I knew it was up there, but I didn't know how much it worked, like, how the, you know, the analytics of it worked. But anyway, I've just been feeling like I'm just gonna put myself in my own little bubble. Like I was telling you guys, the swimming, the working out, the painting, and my animals. Like, I have 2 golden retrievers. Like, I'm just like, you know what? I have neglected you guys a little bit. I'm gonna start playing fetch a little bit more. We're gonna stay outside, and then at the end of the day, I know that I'm not going nowhere. We're gonna run around on the ground, we're gonna wrestle and stuff with the dogs, and then I'm gonna go back in the house, take a shower, whatever, and have a good day. That's stuff that makes me happy on a scale of 1 to 10. That makes me on it, that keeps me on a 10. So I'm just like, okay, you know, this is things that I'm gonna keep adding to my life, you know, working out, reading, the book. You know, it's like, when I'm reading a book, I'm like in my own world, my own lane, and I'm reading books that actually gonna benefit me in life. I'm not gonna be reading any fairy tale books that, you know, I know like life isn't real with, but also I am gonna be able to accomplish setting my peace, setting my boundaries, you know, like just sitting here thinking about what's my next move in life, what's my next step in life. And when you have a lot of chaos in your life or you have a lot of negative people in your life, you're always going to think about what are they going to say first? How are they going to respond first? Or let me not buy this because I don't want to offend anybody. But you know what? I'm just tired of that. I'm just going to do what makes me happy, be what makes me happy. I don't care if I offend anybody, if I'm not, you know, physically saying bad things or whatever, and you just offend it because I got my stuff together. I really don't care, because at the end of the day, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be peaceful, and I'm going to have peace in my lane. And that's why I'm talking about, like, you guys need to create your own la la land, whether it be going out with a group of guys and having those little drinks there, having a men's den, and you guys playing pool down there and watching sports and stuff like that, whether it be, you know, going to get, oh, that's another thing I'm putting on my list. I'm going to make it a mandatory thing for me to get massages. Like, I need one. I get very tense. My anxiety is through the roof. So I'm like, okay, that's going to be added into my little la la land. I'm going to get massage on these days. And that's what I'm saying. I'm making a set schedule for my la la land, so nobody's going to come in and interrupt it. No job, no person, no kids, nobody. You know, like, you, it's important to set this stuff aside. That's why we're having a lot of depression going on now, because a lot of people aren't doing what they want to do. Because if you do what you want to do, it makes you happy, right? And I know some people, like, that's what I was saying, like, being rich doesn't mean necessarily you're happy. Like, I can see myself, you know, of course I'm gonna be rich, but I can still see myself, even if I wasn't gonna be on that path, like, just being at the Caribbeans, on the side of the Caribbeans, next to the ocean. I'm okay with owning my own little, little grocery store, gas station type of thing. And then just being able to spend the evenings at the beach and stuff. I can see myself doing that for the rest of my life. So that's why I want you guys to kind of focus on what is going to make you happy at the end of the day. What can you see yourself doing for the rest of your life besides working these jobs, besides being a mother, a father, besides being a girlfriend, boyfriend, or a friend? What's going to make you happy? Are you living in your la-la land? And don't let people come up and say, that's delusional, that's whatever, it's a fairy tale. Who cares? It's your fairy tale. You know, you can keep that stuff inside for yourself. You know, you don't have to go outside and be crazy. Which reminds me, my son, he came home yesterday, and he was just like, my son, he's in eighth grade, and he said that, this boy, I guess he created his own la-la land, but he took that shit to school. That's what's crazy. I'm not telling you to take your la-la land to school. Your la-la land's for the house, because it may be a little crazy. Your la-la land is not for the outside people, because they may judge you, make you feel bad. So my whole point is, this boy, and my son's eighth grade, he said, Mom, like, you should see this boy. He's just sitting here talking about, you know, I guess he wants to be an animal. And the animal he wants to be is a fox. So I guess he came to school dressed up like a fox. And you guys, this is an eighth grader. So my son was like, the teacher was like, no, you're not about to do none of this foolishness here. You taking your imagination too far now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bring this crap to school. It's okay, you can do all that at home. But you're going to wear real clothes at school. You're not putting on no fox outfit. You're not doing nothing crazy. And the kids were like kind of laughing and stuff. And you know what? She's right. You know, like, you know, that's that particular thing, being a fox, is unrealistic. I mean, I guess he's an eighth grader, so that's what eighth graders think. I'm talking about for adults. You know, keep your little bit of la la land at home. You don't need nobody talking down on you about your la la land. You know what I'm saying? Like, him, he didn't need that. You know, you can't be going to school acting like no fox. You about to be in ninth grade. That's crazy. how about you go in there and act like the president? I bet she wouldn't have had said nothing. Go in there and say, I'm Barack Obama or I'm Donald Trump or something. That would have been, they would have took that a little bit more better than you going and saying that you're a fox. So me and my son was kind of tickled about that. We were laughing about that. But anyway, the whole point is keep your La La Land at home. And not even at home, like, it don't have to be at home, but you know what I mean? Like, don't involve other people where they're like, oh, what are you doing? Why are you dressing like that for? Da, da, da. Just keep all your stuff, your personal stuff, to yourself. Move in silence. Don't let anybody try to downplay what you're doing. Just move in silence. Don't tell them anything that you're doing. Like, I'm just trying to think of other people's La La Land besides mine. I know I told you a little bit about mine. But, like, you know, some people may, like, you know, looking at cars, working on cars and stuff. You know, looking at hair, playing with hair. A lot of girls like doing hair, eye makeup and stuff. You know, get you a little vanity set. I know a lot of people don't. We used to have a lot of vanity sets back in the early 2000s. Now I see a lot of people don't have vanity sets. I'm about to get myself a vanity set. I used to have one a long time ago, and I would love to sit there and just play with myself, doll myself up, play dress up, take pictures and stuff. I used to do that a lot, and I'm like, what happened? What happened to me? Like, what happened? That's the stuff I love to do. That's the stuff that made Sam, Sam. That's the stuff that made me just be myself, me. So I'm just like, okay, I have to go back to that stuff that I used to do to make my life a little bit happy, a little bit more eventful, and start putting people on the bench instead of myself. Stop putting my hobbies, myself on a bench, and just put people on a bench. So, I mean, just create your own space. You guys get my point. Just create your own space, your own thing that you want to do, your own delusional world. Who cares? As long as it makes you happy, as long as you're not hurting anybody, whatever you can do to make yourself happy, make your bubble, move away. If you got to move away from a certain person, if you got to, you know, find a different job, if they're breaking your peace at work, whatever the case may be, create your La La Land, and just, you could be as delusional you want in it, you know. And who cares if somebody was like, oh, that's delusional, who cares? If it makes you happy and you're not hurting anybody, who cares? And that's why I'm just so upset with how people are looking at social media and be like, I didn't get that many likes. I didn't get that many hearts. I didn't get that many comments. Who the F cares? This is the problem. They want us to think that we got to get these likes. They want us to think that we got to be like everybody else. They want us to feel like we got to follow these trends. You don't have to. You don't have to get on social media every freaking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? Because those photos, those videos that's being posted, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know how hard it is to do hair and makeup. Oh my gosh, it's so freaking crazy. You know how hard it is to have that light shining bright in your eye. That's why I haven't been doing my video recordings, because I'm trying to get myself used to the light being shining bright in my freaking eye. Like, I do not know how these celebrities do it, because I feel like at the end of all this lights and glamour and whatever, yeah, they're rich and stuff, but they're probably gonna be blind. I'm just letting you guys know that. So stop worrying about how people are living the way they're living, looking at social media, because like I said, they're doing all this stuff, fancy nice stuff, whatever, drinking all these toxic drinks and da, da, da. But like I said, having those lights in your freaking eye, and I used to work at a retina office, that is not good. And also, you're going to be blind by the end of like 45 or 50. So all these celebrities, we're probably going to have a whole bunch of blonde celebrities. All this lighting and all these glitz and glams and stuff, we're going to have a few Ray Charles celebrities up in this piece. So stop worrying about what these celebrities are doing, because they're trying to do this stuff to make money, not caring about, oh, at the end of the day, this is going to happen to me. This is going to be my health. These BBLs, you know what I'm saying? Putting these disgusting things, toxins inside your body, and then they're going to have to sacrifice. They're going to have to, you know, deal with that later. You heard about that girl, what's his DC Fly, his baby mama died, you know, after getting multiple surgeries. This stuff is not cool, you know what I'm saying? They're making it seem like it's okay. It's not cool. And I'm telling you, every surgeon or every doctor that's performing this is like, oh my God, let this not be the one that, you know, dies on me or erupts on me and take away my license. I'm telling you that. I've worked next to surgeons, doctors, and stuff like that. They get stressed out too. So these are humans too. People think they're robots because they're doctors. They went to school, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they're still people. And they still can mess up. So don't look at social media and say, oh, this person graduated. They did this and that, that, that. You don't know what they had to do. You don't know how many years, how many classes they had to retake just to get, you know, back to the grace of where they need to be. And people are sitting there judging themselves like, oh, my God, this person is passing me. This person is doing better than me. Stop looking about what other people are doing because they're not passing you. They're not better than you. Everybody has their own course to run. Everybody has their own lane to run, and their lane might be faster, but it might have a lot of bumps on the road. Your lane might be slower with no bumps on the road. You know, your lane might be smooth, but slower. You have to go 35 in your lane. They could go 55 in their lane, but there's a few rocks, a little misdemeanors up the way, and they might get hurt. So you don't know what people are going through, and social media is full of lies, you guys. I just wish people just knew. Like, you know how many people I see post pictures and stuff, and then I know them in real person, and I'm like, what happened? Da, da, da. They'd be like, no, I really didn't do that. I just post that, you know, to make myself look good. And I'm like, wow. So even behind the scenes, watching some celebrity TV shows, you know, they're like, all this stuff they have to do just to make a photo shoot, sweat and tears and everything. Like, it's a lot, you know. You don't know people ups and down, and people like, oh, I'm not where I want to be. This person doing so good, better. You don't know what the hell they're doing. They're not doing better than you. They're not doing good than you. They're just making it look like that way. And that's what I'm saying. You can create your own la-la land, do what the hell you want to do, stop worrying about people, and eventually, whatever your goal is, you're going to get there. So this is for you guys that want to be happy, want to be peaceful, don't want any negative energy, and realize, like, hey, I'm not really doing what I want to do. I'm not working the job I want to work at. And I'm not saying quit your job or anything. I'm just saying take step by steps. It's stair steps to take. You guys hear in my other podcast. Just take building blocks, little piece by little piece, to get yourself back. You're not going to get yourself back all in one if you're a person that's been doing for others for the longest or you've been working a lot. It's going to take a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about what other people are doing because, you know, they might be doing good today and you're doing bad. And then tomorrow they might be doing bad and you're doing good. So just focus on that. Focus on creating your la-la land. Make yourself happy. Getting how delusional you want at home or whatever you want to be. And don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't tell nobody what you're doing. Don't invite people over. Don't show them when you get your Porsche, your Tesla, your new house, your mansion, and stuff like that. Keep all that stuff to yourself because people do hate on you. And they do not want you to, you know, they don't want you to reach your full potential. They don't like you to pass them. They feel like you passing them. You need to stay back here with me. Or there might be people, now I see a few celebrities, they're like, may not associate with their family and friends and stuff because some people, like, they didn't work hard for it, but they want you to give it to them. And I feel like that's completely wrong. I feel like I put my blood, sweat, and tears. I was the one studying these books. I'm the one who had to go drive back and forth to work. I'm the one who was put through so much pain, so much crying, so much tears and stuff. And I'm going to eat all this benefit up for myself. Do not let people make you feel bad. Do not feel bad for trying to hide your success. Like, who cares? I mean, you might need to move from that situation where people aren't doing good and getting people of your level, getting people that's doing better than you. Even some people that's doing better, you can get jealous, a little hateful, but it's not as much as people that's doing less than you. You get what I'm saying? So just pick and choose your battles, pick and choose your fights, create your la-la land, create your place where you want to be happy, where you fulfill. If it means taking your newborn baby and you guys going for walk strolls, you know, stepping out, or you starting a new family or a child, or you getting married or whatever the case may be, just create that with yourself and your family and just make that small and intimate. And trust me, you guys will be happy. No depression will come. And then even if something bad happened, you'd be like, you know what? Even if you have a bad day at work, you're like, you know what? Forget this shit. Because when I get home, I'm going to my la-la land. I'm going to jump on that PlayStation 5. I'm going to jump on that yoga class. I'm going to jump on, you know, whatever thing that you're into, this music that you make, you know, the book that you're reading, and just get back to focusing on you. So I see, like I keep saying, I see people just looking at other people. This person got this person got that. People always nosy, always in the business. But when you keep to yourself, have your little bubble closed, create your own little world to keep you happy. And the reason why I'm saying, like, create your stuff at home to keep you happy, so when there isn't nobody around to share this stuff with, you're still going to be content. You're still going to be happy with this stuff that, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 that makes you happy. Pick all that stuff from 10 that makes you happy. If it's not costly for you, if it's not going to make up, you know, make you have to pay for it too much in the long run, go ahead and put that to the side for yourself. Because when nobody around, you're going to still be happy with all the stuff that makes you happy. So I hope this helps you guys, for those who, you know, didn't even know they need a La La Land, but I'm telling you guys, you need your own La La Land. I feel like everybody does. So I feel like this will be very beneficial to you, and this will help you in so many ways. And then you having that reset with your La La Land, when you go back out to the real world, people are going to, you know, people could come at you saying all kinds of crazy things. Somebody could cut you off in a car. You know, you could have a bad day at work, but you might not take it as deep or as much as you would if you didn't have something that relieves your stress, that relieves your anxiety, that you know, it just works out better for you in the outside world. So try it before you knock it. For those who wants to knock it, try it before you knock it. On a scale of 1 to 10, pick out like 5 or 10 things that gets you to a 10, being that makes you the most happiest, that's not gonna bankrupt you or whatever, and just put those things to the side for you to joy out through the day or throughout the month, throughout the week, and just make that your time, your me time. I feel like it's very important to have your me time. Make that your me time. Now, if you have somebody else that you feel like won't disturb your La La Land, that has the same similarities as you, you can add them to your me time. Like, I have a good friend. Her name is Brittany, and I love her so much if she's listening. And I feel like, you know, me and her have a lot in common. And I feel like she would be in my La La Land. Like, you know, like she would be, you know, in my own thing with me, doing the stuff that I like to do. We have a lot in common. So I feel like she would love that, you know. Like, I feel like it wouldn't disturb my peace, you know. And I feel like I will still be able to get things accomplished, and it will be a reset for both of us. Now, if Brittany wasn't having the same things that I have, even though she's my best friend, I will not invite her to my La La Land, and I will keep it to myself. You know what I'm saying? So just be mindful. And I know people are probably like, this is delusional, it's weird. Who cares? It's you. You only get one life, and do what makes you happy as long as it's not hurting nobody else. So that's what I have for you guys today. Create that La La Land. Do what you want to do. Stop putting yourself on the back burner for other people. Put yourself on the front row. You got front row seats. First class, like Steve Harvey said. Get first class. And see how your life changed and evolved from that. See how peaceful, how happy you are. And even if you don't have drama or anything in your life, this will content you. This will make you very peaceful. This will make you happy. It's like meditation to your soul. It'll kind of help you with a little void that you have. So try it out. And I hope you guys have a blessed weekend. And thanks for listening to me. And tune in next Thursday. I'm going to be diligent with this. And as my feeling rises at the end of the of this month, I'm going to get back to recording for you guys. But like I said, it's just been very hard with that light in my eyes. And I'm just trying to get used to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, all this light. But yeah, just don't look about what, if you feel like someone is passing you or doing better than you. They're not. They're making you think they are. I'm telling you, they're not. They're not at all. So enjoy your weekend. Have a blessed time. Create your La La Land. You're going to thank me afterwards. And also, too, I think I'm going to give you guys my Instagram so you guys can tell me subjects and things. And if this helped you, if not, if you have any suggestions, what's my Instagram? Sorry, you guys, I'm looking for it. My Instagram is SpringBaby. I think it's SpringBaby23. What is it? What is my Instagram, you guys? I think it's SpringBaby23, but it's under Samantha. So it's SpringBaby23. Yep, it's SpringBaby23 all together because I'm a spring baby. And I'm going to post this episode under on my Instagram, and underneath the comments, you guys can write if this helped you or not, any suggestions, or you could DM me. And let me know any suggestions or anything that you want me to talk about on my podcast. As I feel like I'm a knowledgeable person, I'm very relatable, and I have a lot of experiences, so nothing is off limits. So this is my stuff. So if you guys want me to talk about a particular subject, guys, if you want me to talk about a particular subject, I'm not just for women, I'm for everybody. So anybody wants me to talk about a particular subject, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is springbaby23, and any comments right underneath how you like it, rate this podcast, and thank you guys. Be blessed, create that la la land, and watch your life change. Have a great day. I like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a can. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nicki. All of the Barbies is pretty. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we keep playing tag. Red, but he spank me when I get bad. I'm in LA, Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York, Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing shit. I'm in yelling out like the scream house. You're yelling out, we ain't selling out. We got money, but we ain't lending out. We got bars, but we ain't billing out. In that pink Ferrari, we pillin' out. I told Tay, bring the Bob Dylan out. So cold, we just chillin' out. Baby, yelling, yelling, yeah, yelling out. It's Barbie, bitch, if you still in doubt. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a dog, but I still wanna party. Pink